Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
This is the part of the show where we do That's the Sound, What's the Story. So we'll see something happening, we'll turn it into a sound. So we've taken the Traitors theme tune. And these are what we call in the business sensor beeps. Well, little bit of background. The Traitors Ireland was a runaway success in this country. BBC seen that and was like, you know what? We'd like to air that on UK television because, hey, we think it's good and we think English people will enjoy it. So they started doing that and they've been introduced to the likes of Paddy and Caitlin and Siobhan and everybody who was part of this. However, the Brits are now saying the Irish are at it again because they're disgusted by what?
Our cursing. We are cursing too much for the British viewers in the Traitors Ireland. So the Sun reporting on this and social media comments being picked up from people reacting to watching the episode. Someone saying, I am far from a prude, but in Ireland, is the F word just part of normal speech? There were six F's in a minute. Not a great look for a family show.
I'm sure if that person counted even closer, she would get more than six F's in a minute. Like Caitlin, hello.
If I was a f***ing traitor, I would have voted for one of the very first.
That would be a bonkers game plan.
Choking me.
Just thinking about it, right?
Why ever f***ing said his name?
Obviously,
you could have f***ing said anyone. Right. Joe will f***ing tell you because me and Joe are talking.
That's f***ing nasty, so it is.
Nasty, so it is, as she said the morning after killing off somebody as a traitor. Have they got to Paddy's bit yet?
I'm not being f***ing around here, right? I'm not a
I kind of love it that the Brits are annoyed at the Irish for once, and it's not over colonialism, it is over the F-bombs. The UK Traitors was lovely family viewing. School kids were discussing it the next day. I'm not watching now, said one Traitors Ireland viewer.
Worth pointing out that when the English Traitors was on, it was on earlier. I think it was starting around 8 or half 8 in the evening, which would be pre-Watershed. When Ireland was airing it, it was definitely after 9. So I don't know what they've decided to do with the Traitors Ireland in terms of airing times on BBC.
Later.
It is later as well?
Yeah, it's after the Watershed.
It is, okay. Like, sympathy's limited then.
I suppose they're putting it on the player, the BBC iPlayer, and they're not expecting so many curse words, or they're expecting it to be bleeped, but no, it's there for everybody to hear. But here's a question. We know us Irish, we are cursers. Is there any other nationality, any other country that curses more than us?
I mean, up till hearing this, I would have said English people. I would have said Scottish people would be known for cursing. I don't know enough about Welsh people to make that call. So yeah, I mean, are we an outlier when it comes to how much cursing we're doing?
If you are a travelled person, you have done time abroad, maybe you've been to several different countries, is there anybody that curses more than us Irish? 087-1-102-107. We will get to Australians, but we want to hear from Dimitri first, who lived in a country for 13 years. That would be Hungary. Hungarians are absolute champions in cursing on the continent. You could build houses with how many curse words they produce.
I love the phrase, cursing on the continent. I really just feel that's the name of like a cruise ship that's going around.
Now, I have it. It is a Hector documentary on TJ Cahir.
Yes, it is.
Hector, curses on the continent. Hello, Amy, who actually lived in Australia. The Australians curse so much. I came back last year from Australia after living there 2 years. And my God, there is a curse word in every second word of their sentences. It's crazy.
Do we just find that the accent is so friendly sounding that we're not paying too much attention to the curses themselves?
Appreciating the likes of John, who refrains from cursing in his voice note, but gives us the general gist.
As a well-travelled man, Dave, I'd have to put the Aussies up there with ourselves.
Uh-huh.
Them boys love a... Know what I mean, bye? Dirty...
Yeah, thank you. That's as close as we can get. However, I thought, okay, all the Australian answers are come. And then here comes the Polish saying, hey, we curse more than you. We curse more than the Australians.
They are really keen. Like, David from Mayo is claiming the Polish people are absolutely absolute cursors. They add a word, which I'm not going to say in case it is offensive, in a sentence three or four times. They say it very loudly and expressively. So yeah, David, thank you for letting us know.
We haven't got time yet to bleep the curse words from our Polish listeners, but I want you to hear from Connor in Armagh. I have been to 96 countries.
96 countries.
Now, we put it to him. Have you really? He said yes. He hasn't come with evidence. We won't push it any further. I curse a lot when I travel, but followed closely by the Australians. So he's putting the Irish race top and the Australians second when it comes to cursing.
League tables. Can we put them together for the amount of cursing that we're doing? We have Australians in the lead at the moment. Polish and Irish probably tied second. Where are we going next?
Alan, from the top, please.
I don't think Ireland cursed that much. Like that guard said, stop cursing from your children.
Did he actually say that? Yes, he did.
You stop cursing in front of your child,
That actually reminds me of my grandfather, now deceased, God rest him. But on holy days, he was specially allergic to cursing. And we were at sheep, we were farming, and a sheep hit me a belt and I let out a curse. And his words were, would you stop effing cursing for F's sake? It's a holy day. And I was like, what? Wait, I said one, you said two.
You cannot curse on the holy day. You need to know this. But okay, we're being told we're not as bad as we think we are, so.
Polish peeps.
Cats from Tullamore.
Hello, Gads.
I would argue that Polish people swear as much as Irish.
Okay, so we're joined top cursors.
So basically, if you have a sentence that's made of five words, literally three or four of them could be bad words. I don't want to name that word because most of Irish know that word.
Go on, we'll bleep it.
It's
getting a great kick is cats from saying the K word.
Sometimes cursing is just very funny.
I do curse a little.
I think it's actually Polish that curse more than Irish. And
okay, Camila, she's here 20 years and she's putting the Polish on top. Top cursors.
Even my Irish friends, they even know the word starting with K.
Yeah, well, you know that word, eh?
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, we
so
do.
They don't know how to say hi, bye, etc., but they know the K word, so...
I worked with a good few Polish lads and that was the time spent. Dziękuję. And then after that, it's all curse words.
So Poland now taking top spot in the cursing countries league tables. They are not fixed. Who else could be included?
We're hearing from Tara. She's here 20 years, but she knows, hey, it's not a country, but top cursers, you need to go to New York.
Really?
New Yorkers curse more than anyone.
That doesn't translate in kind of their pop culture, though, because when you see American celebrities on chat shows on this side of the pond, they're so afraid to let anything slip.
Mm-hmm.
So, but New York, okay, we'll give them an honorary mention on the country's cursing league table.
Now that you say it, having been in Times Square in New York a few times, there's probably more curse words per square inch in New York than a lot of places.
There's a lot of options for scientific experiments here just to analyse the exact level of cursing.
This is turning into an ad for New York for me because I want to be on Times Square again hearing some cabbie shout out the road, shout out at somebody like F-bombs and yeah, you effing idiot. I'll get back to New York sometime.
Hey! Hi! Dave and Fanula.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.